Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. We love you guys, and we hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey guys, welcome to Mailbag Monday. We've got some great questions been sent in. Angel and I are going to answer your questions today. Angel?
Hey, it's good to be here again. I love our Mailbag Monday. So let's just jump right in. Our daughter is getting to the age where she is wanting to date. Did you ever have a firm age for your kids to date? Also, do you have any dating guidelines that you used for your kids?
Yes. I did. So we'll probably just need to jump in.
Yeah.
We had five girls and a boy, so we had the same standards for everybody. Nobody could date, not officially date, one-on-one with somebody else until they were 16. There's no dating until you're 16. I loved them being involved. We had kids over at our house. Our kids went to visit other kids. They had relationships, but no dating, no one-on-one stuff. So at age 16, you can date. The first five dates were with us as a family. You're not going to get in the car and go anywhere. They're going to come to our house, the first five dates. Then, after then, you can double date. With any other couple you'd like to until you're 18. You double date. And then when you double date, when you come, the guy comes to the house to pick you up, he needs to give me a piece of paper where you're going to be, when you're going to be there. If you're going to be at the movie theater here at 8, you're going to be at Mazio's at 10. If I call Mazio's at 10:05, you better answer the phone or you're not going on a second date. So we're trying to build a standard because for years we've taught on parenting and you know, so many great books, Too Early, Too Soon, about, you know, it takes the average for a teenager 3 months in the average dating to have sex. That's why there's so much sex going on in our country. It's like too close, too soon by yourself. Don't be by yourself. So we're going to have you around other people so you just don't go totally stupid and try to set up a standard. I told my kids, I cannot wait for you to get married. The goal is you get married, move out of my house, and move three states away. I want you to do that. That's the goal is children are on loan from God, and then we give them back to God. And I want you to have a great life. I want you to have a fun life. I want you to be involved in all the sports, athletic, music. I want you to be in drama, whatever you want to do, cheerlead. I want you to have a happy life. But the dating thing, this is the standard. Then the other thing was when you do start dating, the guy's got to be a believer. He needs to be born again, attending a local church. I need to be able to call his pastor. Hey, pastor, does he show up every week? I need to meet his parents. I'm just going to drop by and invite him over for coffee. And then the last thing we would do before they did start dating with the guy, I'd always bring him either to the house or I'd meet him for 30 minutes after school. And I'd have the last 30-minute conversation before we start the one-on-one dating. I said, son, do you have a five-year plan? What are you going to be in 5 years? Do you have a future? And I want to make sure that whoever he is, are you planning to go somewhere? Are you just hanging out with my daughter? Because if you're just wanting to hang out with my daughter, you probably have no future. You have no plan. Well, there's no plan, the people perish. And so there are just certain kind of real simple guidelines. But on the bottom of that, I told my kids, I want all of you today. I want somebody to get married, suck the lips off your face, and drop a half a dozen babies. I look forward to it. But there is a process of going through.
Well, my situation was quite a bit different because, again, I'd been through a divorce and I was a single parent. So mine was a bit different. Now, my son was older. He was 13, and he was very protective of his sister. Still, to this day, is very much so.
Very good.
And I can remember as they were going, one day my daughter said, very sheepishly, I'd like to wear makeup. And she was 15. She was a late bloomer, so she was a little bit older. And I was like, okay, that's fine. What we'll do is we'll go over to Orlando and we'll go to our favorite restaurant, and then we'll go and get you a makeover at the Florida Mall.
Genius. Genius.
So my son just heard we're going to our favorite restaurant, and so we're driving over there, and he goes, well, no, wait a minute. Why are we going to Orlando? And I go, well, Nicole's getting a makeover. And so he thought, well, you know, she was just going to get new clothes, I assume. So we walk into Macy's. We walk all over. We get to the makeup counter, and I see a girl there. She's kind of wild looking, and I just said, hey, I'm talking to her. So I'm not paying attention to where my son is right now, you know. And so now he's 18 at this point. And I said, now we just want you to give a, you know, just a mild little makeover. She's just kind of starting everything. The girl goes, okay. Turn around. Look, my son's there with his arms folded, shaking his head. No, like looking at me. And I'm like, I look over and I'm like, what is your problem? And he's like, you are going to regret this. What am I going to do? Am I going to have to start working out to take care of the guys at school? So I thought that was so funny because that didn't even come across my mind. So I think because my kids were so hurt, and they're millennials, yes. So that, and they do have a different kind of thinking, which a lot of it is due to divorce, sadly. They were not quick to jump into a relationship. Fortunately, my daughter is the first guy that she did date when she was in college. She fell in love with and married. Now, my son.
Home run.
Yeah, my son got his heart broken a few times.
Yeah.
Now, I did have some guidelines. You know, you have to be in at a certain time. You're not going to be alone.
Yes.
You're definitely not going to be in a bedroom alone. With my son would have all of his guy friends over, my daughter could not be there alone. So I had guidelines. They weren't like your guidelines where you kind of –
They weren't near as tough as what they sounded, and we did the same kind of thing. And what's important, what Angels just did, is critical because all my girls, you know, when they hit puberty, I was okay. We can get pregnant now. We're at this age, so we all did the same with all five of them. We took them down, did the one day makeup thing. I don't want you to dress like a, you know, $3 streetwalker. I want you to know how to put on makeup. What's the best hairstyle? What are the best colors? We took to a one-day etiquette class. This is how you talk, how you introduce yourself, what fork you pick up. And, you know, we had them join Toastmasters. I want you to have to carry on a conversation. Don't be overwhelmed by somebody. So we did equip them for public life, you know, to go out and be somebody. I want you to fall in love.
And I think the biggest thing that I did for me that helped was I was so open about everything. Yeah. And to this day, we have an extremely open relationship. Sometimes they'll tell me things, I'm like, oh, you know, and I have to watch my face that it doesn't react. But I would rather them be open and honest with me so that we can walk through it and work it out. And so I would always try not to react. I would respond. And that was the big thing, that it was safe to talk to me, that
now,
it was safe.
Guys, that's huge because Angel's the best at this of anybody I've ever seen. Always calm, always the same tone of voice. Many parents, and I did it in the early years where all of a sudden you hear something, where did you hear that? Who said that to you? Where have you been? And you start overreacting. They'll never share anything with you. And what you want is an open conversation with your kids so you can tell them the truth. But if I'm overreacting, if I'm yelling, go to your room, shut the door, you're not going out again, that's not going to help because they'll start sneaking around on you and they'll figure out how to make it happen.
Yeah, and here's an example. I mean, one time my son walked around the corner and he had a funny look on his face, and I said, I don't know what you've been doing, but it's not good. And I said, what do you got behind your back? And he very sheepishly held up a Victoria's Secret magazine. And so we sat down, and I said, hey, I just want to talk to you about this for a minute. I said, you know, honestly, son, I think it's natural for you to be interested and attracted to women.
Yep.
And I think that's a wonderful
thing. It's a good thing, yes.
Yeah, and I think it's a wonderful thing. And I go, but here's what I want you to understand. If you start to look at women like this, then it leads to other things.
Yes.
And the Bible wants the woman to be your crown, your woman of honor, someone that you respect and cherish. But if you still go down this road, which will lead to pornography and things, then what you'll see her as a woman that is just there to please you.
Yes.
And it messes up the marriage.
It will mess you up.
And so you have to decide what kind of a wife or what kind of relationship you want. And I said, in a good way to monitor that is to say, do I want someone looking at my sister this
That's
way?
That's right. Thank you.
And so, you know, we have had very honest and open talks about it. But because I didn't get on to him and I didn't freak out and yell
didn't
and scream.
Overreact.
Yeah, I didn't overreact. We just sat and talked to it. Then from there on, it opened the door. And so we've had many, 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 and to this day, we'll still have conversations
Excellent.
About it. And he's today 27 years old. So I think if you can I don't think there's any set hard guidelines
nope.
when you're a certain age or anything. I think it's when they build trust and you build trust. It is not one-sided. It is something that you both need to do together.
Good.
So, but I think it being open and honest is the most important
yes,
thing.
Yes.
All right. So this kind of is a part of that. The next question, it says, how do you feel about spying on your kids? My husband and I don't agree on the amount of privacy a teenager should have. I don't want to be motivated by fear or what our kids might get into, but I also don't want to be naive. Is there a balance? I think that is a great question.
It is, and everybody, like I said, that has a teenager deals with this. I used to joke with the kids that I said, hey, I'm not going to follow you around. I said, the Bible says you can be sure your sin will find you out. If you do something stupid, I'll hear about it. I don't have to follow you around. Somebody will see it. Somebody will hear about it, and they're going to call and let me know because God loves you. Mm-hmm. God loves you so much he doesn't want you to go stupid. He'll confront you. But we did have certain standards. For example, I never did let my kids take their cell phone to the bedroom with them. Mm-hmm. You go to bed at night, cell phone stays on the kitchen counter because, you know, we dealt with – in the early years, my kids all said they think they're in love. And, you know, I got a phone bill one time, 90-something bucks, and my one of my kids been texting somebody at 2 in the morning. I said, there's nothing good you're going to text at 2 o'clock in the morning. You're going to run out of good words, and your starts texting stupid things. And everything you text on the cell phone is permanent record.
Yeah.
So don't do that. So we try to set up – guidelines to protect them. Hey, have a great life. Enjoy your life. We're going to try to equip you to be a great person, a friendly person, and somebody that's going to fall in love. But there are guidelines in this thing. If you don't follow them, the devil's going to try to take you out. And the devil never shows up with horns or a pitchfork. The devil always shows up looking good, smelling good,
yeah,
talking good, and kissing good. It's just, you got to understand how that is. Lucifer does not have any horns or a tail. He doesn't have a pitchfork. Lucifer is the single most beautiful creature God ever made. He's a liar, and he deceives. So I'm trying to tell kids, listen, just because they're good looking or pretty, that doesn't mean it's God. Because the devil will try to take you out with something that looks good.
Well, yeah, and I what I did was whenever a computer or a phone was purchased, I would say, this is a gift. However, with this gift, I'm having to pay a monthly fee, and I'm having to pay for internet. So one of the things is that I would really – like us to have open and honest communication. But, you know, it's important to have boundaries. And one of the boundaries when you accept this gift is that I can have access to it at any given time. So, you know, so that will give you knowing that at any moment I can pick this up. You're not going to have passwords that I can't get to. You're not going to get some – I'm not going to see you on Instagram,
yeah,
in a bikini top. Fortunately, my daughter was so conservative. I think she wore a turtleneck to bed until she was married. Listen, that boy, it took forever for her to kiss him. I felt sorry – I even felt sorry for him.
Good man, though, man. He is a good man.
And so, but I would just say, going into this, know that. So it's not like I'm sneaking around checking things. I'm like, at any given time. So then that would make them know, okay, you know, this is the rules going in. Sometimes in our society, we need to treat our kids with respect, but understanding they're not full-grown adults, and there's nothing wrong with boundaries.
No, nothing wrong with boundaries.
So, I mean, it's like, you know, well, that's their diary. That's their privacy. Okay, you're under my roof. I'm paying for everything. You're eating my food. I'm paying the electric bills. Privacy? I don't know. You know, you can ask me anything. We'll talk about anything. I'm open and honest with you, but I'm not sure that's a luxury you're going to get till you get out from under my household.
No, as long as – I used to share with – I love my kids. I still do. I said, but listen, as long as I'm paying the bills, I am God in this household. And if it happens, I'm going to know about it.
Yeah, because your kids are looking for boundaries.
They're looking for boundaries.
They're looking for someone to say
thank
no.
You.
They're looking for someone to say enough. This is not a good or a God thing.
And they'll love you for it eventually. They'll say, man, I'm so glad my parents set guidelines. Otherwise, I'd have probably been way over the fence somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, I remember even my son, even in college, he said to me one time, I'm going to quit school. And I'm like, oh, no, no, no. I'm a single mother that's worked very hard to get you through private schools and through college. And if I have to be in my pajamas and walk you to class
that's
every day,
right.
you are going to school.
I've made the same threats. If I have to drag you by the hair of your head, you're going to graduate. I don't care if you're majoring in water bowling and basket weaving. You're going to go get a degree.
Well, and the thing is it's not a threat when you follow through, and they know. My kids know for a fact. I don't play – threats are not something I don't – they don't move me, and I don't believe in them.
Don't say anything you're not going to back up 100%.
No, because I remember one time my daughter, I was just – she was trying to get out of the bed, and we were trying to teach her to sleep in a bed, and she kept climbing. She was a climber. You'd walk into the kitchen, she'd be on top of the refrigerator and give you a heart attack. And she kept trying to climb out of the bed, and I was disciplining her, and it went on and on, and I was a nervous wreck. Finally called a friend of mine, and she said, "You cannot stop. You cannot let her win. She's like, I think, 3-2 and they said, you're setting a precedence right now. And it was one of the best things. Do you know that child never really challenged me again after that?
Yeah.
Because she knew.
Yeah.
And when I said something, I'd hold to it. So even if you've messed up here, let me just say.
Good.
You can change this. You can say, you know what? I've screwed up. Tell your kids the truth. I haven't done good
here. Truth will set you free, man.
From this moment on, my yes is going to be yes and my no is going to be no. Like Joe says all the time, God will redeem the time. We're not perfect parents. I've blown it so many times. I've had to eat so much crow, I almost developed a taste for it. So even if you've blown it, even if you haven't been a person of your word, you know, as far as that goes, you can change that. The best way to do it is to be an example and be honest and open.
Yes.
Just apologize and say, but from this moment forward, we're going to change this. I haven't stood up and been as consistent as I should be.
Because the devil uses your past. The devil says, well, you didn't. You never. Listen, I don't have a time machine. I cannot go into my past. God's mercy is new in the morning. I'm going forward. And so you got to be honest. The Bible says the righteous fall 7 times a day. Everybody makes mistakes, makes dumb decisions. You cannot let your kids hold that over you. We used to let us. Well, I don't do that anymore. I was a very uneducated man. This is a new standard because I love you so much. I want to be very successful in life, very well liked, and this is how you do that. We're not doing that anymore. We're changing. So you just got to be up front. No, we're not doing that. We're going to change this. We're not allowing that anymore. We get to do this, but we don't do that anymore. And just have standards.
And let me say this too. You're not trying to be aware of what's going on in their life to control them.
Thank you.
You're trying to guide them. And
Thank
there is
you.
A huge difference
Thank you.
Because you cannot be the Holy Spirit in their lives. You can guide them. You can be an example to them. You can set up safety boundaries for them. But you're going to – the best thing is to love them. But you just can't try to control and manipulate them through that.
Listen, there's so many illustrations in the Bible of the prodigal son. That dad, that says, I want my money. I want to leave now. He said, okay. And he let him go. Here's your money. Here's your inheritance. Go. And so the other son stayed. Mm-hmm. And we love this story because, you know, the other son goes out, spends all the money. He's eating out of a hog trough, living in the mud. He said, man, I need to go home. My servants live better than I'm living now. So he goes back to, Dad, I just want to be a servant. He said, no. So he kills the fatted calf, puts the fancy coat on him. And the other brother got mad. Well, what about me? Well, you did what was right because it's right to do what's right. What happened to him? He went stupid, but he's come home. We're going to celebrate that he came home.
Yeah.
And you got to watch. You don't start judging, especially with your kids when they make a mistake or the parents that make a mistake. Everybody's still growing in the grace and knowledge of God. We're growing up people. So don't ever hold the past over anybody, either your kids or your parents. Well, you did that last year. You did that 3 months ago. Here you are doing it again. Don't ever say that. Let's deal with this right now. Let's be positive. Okay, we're going to do this better. We're going to find a better way of doing this. It's going to be good.
When I traveled, when I was young, we worked with teenagers a lot, and I can't tell you how many times a parent would say in front of a kid, my kid is a loser, he's failing in school, he's doing da-da-da-da. And I would always say, really? Because, man, when I look at your kid, I see nothing but a winner. I see somebody that's got potential. And recently I was at a Christmas dinner, and there was a mother with her son, and her son just kind of had a conflict all the time, and she was just kind of frustrated with him, and everything she said was negative and all. And I remember I finally had taken enough. I couldn't handle it because that just drives me nuts, and I just said, well, I'll tell you what, send him over and let him live with me for a little bit, because I would love
Come
to
on.
Spend time with a young man like this that has that much potential.
Come on.
And I would love to just listen to what his plans are and what God can do in his life. And somebody very kindly said, yeah, you should send him over there. She does love kids. And I do. I love that. I do love that age. I do love that age where they're coming into their own and kind of learning. But be careful what words you speak over your
Critical.
Kids. And
life and death in the power of the tongue, guys. I'm telling you, they're going to quote you 20 years from now. do not let stupid come out of your mouth. Just say, listen, I'll confront, but I'm not going to criticize. I'm not going to condemn. That's the devil's job. I'm going to give you some instruction. I'm going to point you some good directions. I'm not going to hold your past over your head. That's what the devil does. God doesn't do that. The devil does that. Quit holding your children's past over their heads. Let's get positive.
Well, and I heard somebody say one time, my mom never wanted kids. She wanted trophies that she could show off. And you got to be careful that that doesn't become something, because my kids are not perfect by any means, but neither am I. So, all I can do at the end of the day is work on me.
Yes.
So I can, like I said, I can encourage, I can set up boundaries, I can love, I can be an example. But other than that, you're going to have to let God do some stuff.
Well, sometimes you just said, and I've had kids frustrate me, and I had to look them in the face and, you know something? You're a gift from God. Did you know that? You're a gift from God. And they'll just look at you so funny. So get out of the thing of, you always, you never, you should have, you could have. Don't do that. Don't ever do that. Say good things. Say what God says. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining us. Please remember to write us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com. We love to hear your questions and love to hear how you're doing.
Yes.
Just communicate with us. We love it. So thanks for joining us.
Thanks for being with us, guys. God bless. Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we are here to help you get there. Make sure and go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.